A prayer from the collection.
Prayers for the Precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net.
Salvation.
Praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes, rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Praise the Lord.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ,
the author and finisher of our faith,
we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ,
the Son of the Highest,
we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Grace to you and your family and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for your sins that he might deliver you from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. For in you, O Lord, we hope. You will hear, O Lord our God. Hear us, lest they rejoice over us, lest when our foot slips, they magnify themselves against us. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and give ear to our cry. Do not be silent at our tears, for we were once a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all our fathers were. But now in Christ Jesus, we who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclines to us and hears our cry. Therefore, we are asking in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, that you and your family know his salvation, that you and your people will position yourselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all of your flesh shall see the salvation of God, whether they be far off or whether they be near. Today salvation has come to your house, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We give thanks to God for you and your family, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you and your family for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited you and your family to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide your feet into the way of peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, firstborn of all creation, may the Lord your God, your banner, your victory, your miracle, your protection, send his Holy Spirit to lead you and your people out of the darkness and into the light of life, to wake those who sleep, for your salvation is near. In Christ we pray that the God of your salvation will bring you and your people out of darkness and the valley of the shadow of death, and break your chains in pieces. Those among you who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. It shall come to pass in that day that your burdens will be taken away from your shoulders, and his, Satan's yoke, from your necks, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. In Christ we pray that you and your people will stand fast and obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. With joy, you and yours draw water from the wells of salvation. May you and your people take the water of life freely. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, arise, O Lord. Save us, O my God, for God has struck all our enemies on the cheekbone.
He has broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon you and your family. In Christ we pray that you and your people will trust in his mercy. For the Lord is your strength and your song. The Lord is your rock, your fortress, and your deliverer. The God of your strength, in him you shall trust. Your shield and the horn of your salvation. Your stronghold and your refuge. Your Savior. May you and your people rejoice in his salvation. For you and your house are with God. He has made with you and your house an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. He will make you and your house increase. The Lord has given to you and your house the shield of his salvation. His right hand has held you up. His gentleness has made you great. He enlarged your path under you so that your feet will not slip. In Christ we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that the God of your strength will interrupt any destructive paths with his gracious light of truth. In Christ we pray that the God of truth will deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. In Christ we loose the fruit of Calvary over you and your family, reconciling you and your family to God through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And we declare the victory of Jesus Christ over you and your house. In Christ we ask the Father of glory to loose the power of the Holy Spirit, to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to open your eyes and turn you from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that you may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ, an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you and your family. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace and truth came, the El Roi, the God who sees, will lift the veil from your eyes, that he will anoint your eyes with the eye salve, that you may see. In Christ we pray that your eyes are good and your whole body will be full of light. In Christ we pray that the Lord our Shepherd will give you and your people an ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord, that you may overcome and eat from the tree of life. That he would open to you and yours a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the God of hope open your eyes that you and yours may see wondrous things from his law. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides him, nor is there any rock like our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of God in heavenly places, in his name, may God visit you and your family with his salvation, that you and your house may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that you and your people may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that you and yours may glory with his inheritance. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord put his name on you and your children and bless you. May the Lord our righteousness open to you and your house the gates of righteousness, so that you and your family will go through them and praise the Lord. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together, for the Lord God created it. Let you and your family work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, wasting or destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. May the voice of rejoicing and salvation be in your house. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, the day spring, the dawn of the morning from on high. O Lord God of our salvation, let our prayer come before you. Incline your ear to our cry. May the God of glory thunders be with you and your house in trouble. Deliver you and your people and honor you with long life, satisfy you, and show you his salvation. Let his salvation set you and your house up on high. The salvation of the righteous, you and your family, are from the Lord. He is your strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help you and yours and deliver you. He shall deliver you and your people from the wicked and save you because you trust in him. He has clothed you and your people with the garments of salvation. He has covered you and your family with the robes of righteousness. He has covered your heads in the day of battle. Our God, the Lord, is the strength of your salvation. He will not rest until your righteousness goes forth as brightness and your salvation as a lamp that burns. For he has prepared a lamp for his anointed. Let you and your family seek God. Let you love his salvation. The Lord be magnified in you and your house. May the God of justice show you and your people his ways, teach you and your people his paths, lead you and your family in his truth, and teach you. For he is the God of your salvation. On him we shall wait all day long. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been from of old. In Christ we pray that the God of mercy will not remember the sins of your youth, nor your transgressions. According to his mercy, may he remember you and your house, for his goodness' sake. In Christ we pray that the Most High God will not take his Holy Spirit from you and your house, but that he restore to you and your people the joy of his salvation, and uphold you with his generous spirit. O God, in the multitude of your mercies, hear us in the truth of your salvation. The Lord saves his anointed. He will answer from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. He will not withhold the request of our lips. Blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, his judgment is righteous. In Christ we pray, your souls wait silently for God alone, and your expectation be from him. You and your people shall not be moved, for God is your confidence. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads you and your house with benefits, the God of your salvation. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord, is his treasure. You and your family shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike you in your house, for Jesus Christ, who has mercy on you and your family, will lead you. Even by the springs of water he will guide you. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions and give you your heart's desire. May you and your people be exceedingly glad in his presence and triumph in his praise. The Lord will beautify your humble heart with salvation. The Lord will not remember former iniquities against you and your house, but he will restore you and your family and provide atonement for your sins, for the glory of his name, for his name's sake. You and your people shall have clean hands and pure hearts, for your righteousness is from the God of your salvation. Let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. May you and your family stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together with the saints for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way be terrified by your adversaries, being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Let you and your people, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Let you and yours deny ungodliness and worldly lust, live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Let the Lord grant you and your house that you might serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of your lives, being servants of the Most High God, proclaiming the way of salvation. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. When you are old and gray-headed, may God, who is faithful to all generations, not forsake you or your family until you declare his strength to this generation, his power to everyone who is to come. God will speak peace to you and to your people. Surely his salvation is near to you and your family. May you and your house fear God, that glory may dwell in your land. The Lord will give that which is good, and your land will yield its increase. He shall make his footsteps your pathway. His covenant shall stand firm with you and your house. Your children also he will make to endure forever. If your children or your children's children forsake his law and do not walk in his judgments, if they break his statutes and do not keep his commandments, then he will visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, his loving kindness he will not utterly take from them, nor allow his faithfulness to fail. His covenant he will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of his lips. His salvation will be forever, and his righteousness will not be abolished, and his salvation is from generation to generation. He will send his ministering spirits to minister to you and your descendants, who will inherit salvation. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Nor is there salvation in any other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time so you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Let us take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Let us rejoice in our salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all our petitions. God said it, we believe it. It is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.